www.brightsideben.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
We know what it says in Hosea 4:6, where people are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge. There's no question about it. Let's bring about the correlation between the spiritual and the natural really quick, because I want to talk about the media today and their lies. Thomas Jefferson said, rightly, that if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Let me say that again in youth talk. If you expect to be stuck on stupid and remain free, you expect what never was and never will be. It's that simple.
And implying that freedom takes responsibility.
For the most part, what I do is I ask people when I do high school assemblies is, what's the difference between a democracy and a republic? Are we a democracy or a republic? And most people will say we're a democracy. 8 times out of 10, folks, that's exactly what people respond with, because they hear the president say that we're a democracy. They hear their media report that we're a democracy. And what I do is I just take them to the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll say, so say your Pledge of Allegiance if you can, and I'll say it for you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Notice the word stands. One nation under God. Notice the word under God, indivisible. That means you cannot separate us, this union, the United States of America, with liberty and justice for all. But if you're an uneducated individual and you thought that we were a democracy, let me spell it out here for you. This is how you would say your Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want, and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship, hello, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. Let me tell you what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, rightly said. He said, democracy is the most vile form of government. But let me ask you again, America, what are you told that we are on a 24/7 basis by not only the president? Boy, I bet the last 6 to 8 presidents have said that we're a democracy continuously. Tell them it over and over and over again until they believe it.
That's what they would like us to be.
Democracy, said James Madison, the father of our Constitution, is the most vile form of government. He said, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence. Hello. And contention. Okay. We see it all over the place. have ever been found incompatible with personal security of personal rights of property? What do you call that when the judges want to come in and take your property and sell it for the good of the people besides communism? Isn't that called eminent domain? Yep. James Madison goes on and says, and have in general about a democracy been as short in their lives as they have in their violent deaths. So what's the difference between a democracy and a republic? Who's the standard? You as a democracy or God as a republic? Mm-hmm. An empire of laws, as John Adams rightly said. Mm-hmm. The difference is you are not the law, neither is the majority, the 51%. We're based off of laws, the Mosaic Institution that God gave, that cannot be changed regardless if 99% of a democracy want in favor of law. It doesn't work that way. We're fixed on a standard. God gave us laws, and we are a republican form of government. We have a republican, we have a constitutional republic. It's that simple. A republic is based off of laws, laws which cannot be changed. As a republic, you have rights given to you by God. As a democracy, you have been given privileges by the state. Do you see the difference? Here comes President Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, when he said, the Bible is what our republic rests upon. He's exactly right. And Jesus said that the wise man will build his house upon the rock. But again, if the media can convince you that we are a democracy, always remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said. Forget this not. Democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. You want me to say that again? Democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors.
And what's even more tragic is when the editors fall in line with government. Because there he's saying that the press will keep the government upright.
Who are they working for?
So now you have an issue beyond even what Ralph Waldo Emerson brought up, is that the government isn't tempered by the media. The media is actually going along with the government in the form of democracy.
Same puppet master.
Let me read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. It's right there in the document. Our founding document, our banner. Everybody, if you're going to be free, you have to unite under one banner. Which, going back to the Judeo-Christian God.
Amen.
One, when you start to get into democracy, then you're ruled by thousands and thousands of opinions. Which is why it will be destroyed. And why it's violent. Because everyone has their own opinion. It's not an issue of our opinion. It's not even an issue if we agree with the law. The law is the law.
It doesn't change.
You can't change it. And so when we come back to our foundation of republican form of government, which is written in Article 4, Section 4, folks. Don't be ignorant, because you won't remain free. As I said earlier when you were talking, free implies... This quote by Thomas Jefferson implies that freedom doesn't just happen. It implies that you have to take responsibility and remain responsible. Ignorance is a state of irresponsibility.
Yeah.
I'm not applying knowledge to myself. But a man who's wise has applied knowledge to himself, therefore he is responsible.
Well, and
we have the light in America.
And like what we say across the country, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights.
That's right.
And really what it comes back to is they'll do whatever you allow them to get away with.
That's right.
And we're talking about the media today. So, folks, remember what Mark Twain said, too, before we take this break. A person that doesn't read the newspaper is uninformed. A person that does read the newspaper is misinformed. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come back with the big news.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We're talking about the big news today. Mark Twain said, a person that does not read the newspaper is uninformed. But a person that does read the newspaper is misinformed. Folks, what you need to remember here is behind the face of the media, you have to remember this, is the mind of them that mean to rule over you. It's not happening by accident, the things that are taking place. Listen, especially it's no longer journalism, it's propaganda. Now reporters create the news, and then they report what they create by selectively reporting their propaganda. One more point before we get going on the big news here. As you all know, I am a preacher of the Word of God, and so is Jake. Ephesians 5:11 rightly says that we are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. As a matter of fact, if you go to Proverbs 19:9, it says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he who speaketh lies shall perish. God does hold them accountable. And amen. Praise God for that. Verse 12 says, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved, are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth, King James Version, make manifest is light. Now let's get to the big news. In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers to determine the most influential newspapers in America. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. To control the policy of the daily press of the United States. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. This is why you're getting all the same talking points. This is the bone they throw you.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Now, do they, America? And then I said, they'll always do what you let them get away with. Well, they're not telling you the truth. They're controlling what you get through the state-run media. That's why when you go to CNN in the Minneapolis Star Tribune in our backyard, or any other news outlet that falls right into line with them, it's because it's the same puppet master feeding its dog the bone. And you have hundreds of thousands of foolish individuals in this country that are more than willing to go ahead and throw you the bone, even though they know it's propaganda that they themselves were giving, because they would sell their mother for a dime. Yep. Anything for a job. They're just paying their dues. No, what they're doing, folks, is they're selling their soul. That's exactly what they're doing. Those in media, not all, I want to say not all, I want to emphasize that, because there's a lot of good people out there, especially on this network. Those in media are trying to rearrange a reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. A majority of those that report the news have no knowledge. Let me say it again. No knowledge of right from wrong. We interviewed Don Shelby from Minneapolis, Minnesota here, Channel 4, WCCO. They're about as backwards as they get as far as morality goes.
Yeah.
He said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide differences of morality, you're asking the wrong people. We asked him the question, folks, how do you know the difference between right and wrong? And that's what he said. He said, you're asking the wrong people. He said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. How do you determine what's fair and just if you don't know the difference between right and wrong? That is a walking contradiction, folks. Listen to what John Adams said before I get rolling on this. The second president of the United States, he said this. Let this ring deep in your ears, folks. Let it drop into your heart and forget it not. Our Constitution was made for a moral people. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, our Constitution was made for a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It doesn't work for an immoral people. What is the media pushing on you 24/7, folks? Immorality. Why? Because somebody wants to play God by trying to attack your foundations on a 24/7 basis. Now, I got a question for you. How many of you out there believe what the media reports? Now, out of doing 331 high schools across this country, hundreds of thousands of students, I think I counted about 68 hands that believe what the media reports. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and this is what they found out. They actually interviewed those that give you what you get on a daily basis in this country through the press. 47% of those that write your paper believe that adultery is okay. Folks, did you know that it is still in the books in 28 states that adultery is against the law? The laws have not been enforced since 1944. If you look at all state laws, state statutes, it's illegal in every state in our union. Because God is the founder of it, again, number 7 of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20.
Yeah, and that's where you have justice failing. So the law doesn't fail, justice failing.
76% of those that write your papers in this country, they see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Crimes against nature. Did you know that up until 1961, it was illegal in every state? If you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you would go to prison for up to 21 years. It was considered a mental illness till 1973. Now, for some reason, they have the American people, not all, but a small minority, believing now the criminal is now the victim. And the media is trying to teach you to hate the laws that expose the crimes against nature. People say you're anti-gay. No, I'm not anti-gay. I'm happy as can be. I am anti-crime, is what I am. 90% of those that write your papers in this country believe that aborting a baby is okay. It's a good thing mama didn't abort you, isn't it? You stinking hypocrites. This is illegal. It always has been illegal. Because God said so in Proverbs 6. He hates hands that shed innocent blood. And by the way, it's never been legalized. You might want to talk about Michael Peruca, the presidential candidate, in 2008 about that. He said he would reverse it the first day he got into office. Did you want to expound constitutionally?
Yep, constitutionally, this is what it comes down to, is that, again, when we talk about where does law come from, we know where law comes from. It comes from God. God does not change. So constitutionally speaking, we cannot change the Constitution. We can amend certain things in the Constitution, but we can't throw the Constitution out. In other words, you can take a law like thou shalt not kill and apply it to a situation called vehicular homicide, where somebody hits another man with his car. So you've just expounded that law. You've put it into a different category. What you can do, and what a president should do, is every single state had abortion laws. And with those abortion laws, those states had all the authority that they needed to apply an abortion law against somebody who kills an unborn child. And they can criminally prosecute the mother who willfully comes into agreement with that abortion doctor. Now, the federal government, when the Supreme Court said, now again, this is where they've gone outside of their jurisdiction, they said that it's unconstitutional to execute judgment against somebody who commits adultery because the people, or excuse me, not adultery, abortion, because the people who commit abortion have a constitutional right to do so.
Isn't, did they have
you
a
can't create that.
Did they have a constitutional right, Jake, to abort them, judges?
No, you don't. And if you took a, again, if you take a, if you kill somebody, it's obviously still wrong. So what they're saying is they're taking this idea that the Constitution is living and breathing, and they're trying to expound it. But the problem is you cannot do that. And I will refuse to believe or go along with, oh, well, they created a law now that says you can do this.
Yeah, well, whatever
they say. Absolutely not.
55 million babies have been aborted since 1973. Yep. At the turn of the century, you'd go to prison for 99 years if you'd kill a baby.
And rightfully so. And you know what? Even more so, many states have a life for a life. There's nothing wrong with that. That is perfect judgment, and it purifies the situation and causes justice to reign.
How do they justify abortion? 1% is rape or incest. 6% of abortions are potential health problems for mother or child.
Mm-hmm. So what's 93%
of abortions that take place in your backyard, folks, on your watch, America, are for social reasons, unwanted or inconvenient.
So there we find out what it's about.
Well, why didn't we teach them, thou shalt not commit adultery, fornicators have no inheritance into the kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Folks, 86% of those that write your papers seldom or never attend church. And for the most part, I don't blame them, but you know what? They have a Bible just like I do. Again, folks, you have the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take these phone calls right when we come back from this break. Again, the number is 1-866-233-0747, talking about the media and the big news. Again, 1-866-233-0747. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you got Bradley and Jake. One more time, folks. The phone number is 1-866-233-0747. We're talking about the big news. And what is it that they that report the news to the state-run media, what do they believe? Mark Twain was right when he said a person that does not read the newspaper is uninformed, but a person that does read the newspaper is misinformed. Is he right or is he wrong?
Which one's worse?
Let's take Justin from Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake on the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How you doing down south?
Doing pretty good.
I'm not mocking you. I'm just trying to be as cool as you are, okay, Justin?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You know, I was just about to ask the same question. Which one is better, to be uninformed or misinformed? I don't know. I guess it depends on I don't trust the media, but I also don't think that they have as big of a bias as a lot of people do. But that's getting off of my point, basically.
Can I say one thing today? Justin, hang on 1 second. I want to have a conversation here. Let me tell you what Richard Salent said. He said he was the former president of CBS News. He said our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide that they ought to have. Listen to what Walter Cronkite said, former CBS news anchor. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Here's the New York Times for you. The New York Times is deliberately, that's on purpose, pitched to the liberal point of view. That was Herman Dismore of the New York Times. And this is my favorite one. This is Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News. This is what he said. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects we choose to deal with, not what the facts are. So I just wanted to throw that at you real quick, Justin, before you made your point.
Yeah, wouldn't it be up to the people to then say, let's just not pay attention to these people?
That's what's happening.
And let's not subscribe to what they're saying. Let's not give them the ratings. Let's not buy their publications.
That's exactly right. That's right.
That's up to the people.
That's right.
It's just like if you have a politician who's not living up to what they say, it's up to you to throw them out.
I concur. Sure. I concur 100%. And that's what's happening across the country, Justin. And that was my point. And this is why so many media outlets are going bankrupt, including some in our backyard, is because people are tired of it. And what's happening is they're shifting to the internet because they know that they're being lied to. Yep. So, again, go ahead and make your point. I didn't mean to throw you off track.
No, that's all right. There was a lot said to digest there in that first segment. Could you go through that quote that you had from Adams once more?
John Adams?
Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people.
It's
wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
Okay. I just question what he meant by moral sometimes because of, you know, the history of this nation where we've had slavery. Mm-hmm. And we've also had, you know, we've cut off the rights of women and... What do you think about that?
I'd like to comment to that, actually, because it's a very good point, and it shows also the beauty of the Constitution, which is amendable. In other words, if there was any problems that needed to be changed in the Constitution, they never said that the Constitution is like the Bible. You can change it. It's not divine like the Bible is. It was inspired by men who may have been Christian men that followed in the right values, morals, and ethics. But if you look even at Article 1, you're completely correct. It talks about 3/5 of all other persons, referring to Negro slaves. It also talks about, in Article 1, Section 8, the migration or importation of such persons as any states now existing shall think proper to admit shall not be prohibited by the Congress prior to the year 1808. So in other words, what it's saying is it's legal and it will continue to be legal and you can't pass any laws to make it illegal until 1808. That was wrong. Since then, the Constitution has been amended to give equal rights to anybody,
rights.
People, men. Yes. And that Declaration of Independence, even Thomas Jefferson, when he penned it, who was a slave owner himself, said that all men are created equal. He didn't originally say that we hold these truths to be self-evident. He said they're sacred and undeniable, denoting that deity made us that way. So, yes, in the Constitution, that was incorrect, and there was men who were not Christians. They exemplified a lack of Christianity. It was the duty of the Christian man to step up to the plate and see that this was wrong. The question I have for you, Justin, is how do you know that slavery is wrong and taking rights away from women is wrong?
I would say that basically...
What supports that?
You know, it's just like abortion. You have the right to exist. Mm-hmm. You don't have the right to take someone else's life away.
That's correct. Right. And how do we know that? And this is the important part. How do we know that? Who instilled that in us? How do we know that that's wrong? We can take everybody across the world and know that that's wrong based on one standard. What is it?
I don't know exactly for each person.
I would say
that. For Western society, it would probably be the Bible.
You're exactly right.
That's right.
Exactly,
we're in Western society, and that's the source of our law. And we're not going to apply Eastern society to Western society. We are one nation under God. We've acknowledged that. God says it's wrong. Therefore, Christian men, Christian women, rose up through women's suffrage. Some of it was great work. Some of you always get the leaving in with the lump. In the 60s, a lot of bad things happened, but a lot of good things happened. Mm-hmm. And you're always going to find the enemies of God trying to grab the tail of what's good going through. So you see a lot of legislation. Like, for instance, now the GLBT community claims their rights because it's a civil rights issue. They're using all the blood, sweat, literally the blood, sweat, and tears of the black population in the United States of America, mm-hmm. and they're jumping on their back, taking the easy street, and claiming that they fall in line with that blood, sweat, and tears, and that's just not
the
case.
And black folks don't appreciate that at all. They don't want you equating your sin with the color of their skin.
That's right.
Exactly what they'll tell you.
Yep. And so you have First Amendment issues now where there's strip clubs and strip joints and even what we were just talking about yesterday with how the Nintendo games or whatever they are, the video games, they're saying they have a right to freedom of speech. You don't have a right to break the law.
That's right.
And God established that. We get our rights from God. If we don't get our rights from God, then they got to come from man. If they come from man, then you might as well say hello to socialism and communism. And we're going to have a billion different laws and regulations and we're going to have turbulence and we're never going to have peace. I choose to follow the God of heaven who gave us peace and gave us the plan that was laid out. The founders laid out a constitution which was amendable. They said if we were wrong in any way, shape, or form, let law correct it, and law has corrected it.
Listen to what Robert Winthrop said back in the day of our foundings. He said, men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Either choose God or choose the bayonet. He finishes it with this. Either by the Bible or by the bayonet.
That's right. And that's why our founders exalted the Bible.
One of the things I noticed Justin was saying right towards the end of that is he said, but. I think that's the problem with our society. Folks, we can have different arguments or debates, but we got to be rooted in the same principles.
Right.
And butts, we got so many butts in society today, we could fill up how many stadiums with them.
Mm-hmm.
And butts are what's bringing about our destruction. God didn't give us suggestions, folks. He gave us commandments.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a great example of this, and it may be a poor analogy, but I watch people build houses around my house in a development. Two people understand the laws of concrete and how it needs to harden and cure before you can set a house on top of it. One man says, I need to wait till the summertime to build it. This is just an example of what you're talking about. Two different opinions, but they have to be rooted in the same principle, the same law. One man says you got to wait till the summer because otherwise the cement can't cure. Another man comes up, puts the plastic around the foundation and blows heaters in there so it does cure. They both have to come at the same conclusion that the cement has to cure, that concrete has to cure before we can build. One man gets a little more creative and figures out how to do that to still appease the law. So many folks don't want to appease the law. They want to eliminate the law. And that's where we're going to have differing views and opinions. And frankly, we will fall if we sit on the side that says, I don't have to appease the law. I can change the law. It's unchangeable. That's why we won't fall, because we put our feet on that foundation.
You know what an appeaser is, don't you, Jake? One who feeds a crocodile. No, just wait a second. Hoping it will eat him last. Let me say it again. That was Winston Churchill. He said that. An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping it will eat him last. It reminds me of Martin, a Protestant preacher. He was a pastor back in the day of Hitler's regime, who said, first they came for the communists, but I was not a communist, so I did not speak out. I was just going along with the flow.
Yep, don't need to say anything.
Then they came for the socialists and the trade unionists, but I was neither, so I didn't speak out. Then they came for the Jews, but I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't speak out. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak out for me. An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, folks, hoping it will eat him last. Does that exemplify your point?
It totally does.
Totally to the max. Folks, that's why we're on the radio. That's why you have this network preaching at you 24/7 saying, put your feet upon the rock, stand up and take back what rightfully belongs to you, not to somebody else, not to foreign powers, not to them. Well, one of the whole purposes of law, by the way, was to guard or protect the weak from the strong.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see today?
That's the purpose of a republic. That's right.
Hello?
Where a minority's rights are protected just as equally as a majority's rights, where a poor man's rights are protected just as easily as a rich man's rights. You know what? Another thing, too, is it says in the Bible, you're not to respect you're not to respect a person whether he's poor or rich.
That's right.
In other words, oh, he's so poor, it's the rich man's fault that he's poor. And then we go after
The rich man that he's rich.
No, it's the rich man's fault that the poor man is poor.
Oh.
So now you can sue the rich man because, you know, it's his fault that all these poor people are over
there. Gotcha.
He's not giving his money out. That's another danger. Justice has to be perfect. And again, it has to be rooted in the exact same principle. When he talked about Western civilization, well, it would be the Bible. Exactly. What's been the greatest civilization in all time?
And I noticed,
Western civilization.
I noticed the brother lived in
Tennessee.
That's a part of our union, isn't it?
That's part of the
Western
civilization.
I don't understand why we were getting a butt out of him, because we don't want a butt out of him. We got to come together, one nation under God, under his headship. And I'm not talking about a theocracy. I'm talking about just simply listening and obeying as a son or as a daughter to a father. It's that simple, folks.
Yeah.
But the difference in this country is to sustain the liberties that we have. What is it? It's eternal vigilance.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to keep watch on our freedoms. We have to keep watch on who we allow to rule us as a people, our representatives.
That's right. And Montesquieu said it. He summed it up when in the spirit of the laws. He said, slavery is ever preceded by sleep. But a people who find no rest in any situation, who continually explore every part and feel nothing but pain, can hardly be lulled to sleep. We got a job to do, folks.
And what did Scripture say? Jesus said they sowed tares when men
When men slept.
That's right. Folks, it's time for you to wake up. Again, you have the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. Listen to what Martin Luther King rightly said. He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. We're going to come back talking about the big news.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. Talking about media lies from behind the big news. Let me give you a couple of them. We're going to continue on this topic for the next couple of days. It's great stuff, and I've got a ton of homework to really expound on the media lies
and everything.
Dateline NBC put out a report titled "Waiting to Explode," trying to expose GM for making a line of faulty trucks that explode upon impact to its gasoline tank. 3 months later, NBC was forced to reveal their role in fabricating their news. They admitted that NBC contractor put an incendiary device under the truck to ensure it would explode upon impact. They publicly had to apologize. Time magazine put a picture of a supposed concentration camp during the Bosnian conflict in 1990. They featured a front page picture of a horribly skinny man behind a barbed wire fence. I've seen these pictures actually from the side. What they failed to tell you, America, was that the man in the picture had a birth defect and the media was the ones enclosed in the fence and the Bosnian men were free to roam. They reported it to you completely contrary to the truth and the facts.
Yeah. What is it, guy? What did Churchill say? He said, "Give me the event, I'll create the story." Or what
no, I've
it?
Heard that before too. You take the pictures, and I'll create the war.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. During the impeachment of President Bill Clinton, the media had made the grounds of the impeachment to be over his adulterated affairs with women such as Monica Lewinsky. However, thanks to the media cover-up and omission of truth, few know the real story behind Clinton's impeachment. Prior to this, Congress investigated Chinagate, which showed that China was funding Clinton's presidential campaign through international money laundering in return for privileged access to top U.S. officials for military information. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, news reporters by and large are pounding the drum about global warming today. Only a few decades ago, for those that didn't know, they were telling us that a new ice age was coming upon us. See what I'm saying, folks? That's why it's just good to stick to the Word of God and the Constitution.
That's right.
Because you're always going to know where the deviations are on that crooked stick.
Mm-hmm. And your sources.
And the reason they don't know how to tell the truth is because there's no truth in them. Do you guys remember the Rodney King case? Well, the media portrayed the Rodney King story as a group of racist policemen beating on a black man. They neglected to tell you that 58 witnesses and 200 testimonies stated the following. King attracted police by driving recklessly to speeds of over 115 miles per hour on public streets where kids were playing or could play. Police chased him for over 8 miles. King was convicted. He was a convicted felon for armed robbery. There were two other black passengers in King's car who cooperated with police officers. They had no problem. King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol. King also resisted arrest. He charged them, if you watch the video. He then began dancing around erratically, even shaking his backside at a female police officer. King ignored police commands to get down on the ground, so four officers tackled him. He rose up and threw off the officers. Even after an attempt to put him into submission by a stun gun, King still rose up and charged an officer. Isn't that interesting? By the way, I've seen the way the cops beat him. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse for it. They were simply trying to subdue him. Do you also remember the O.J. Simpson trial? Do you remember CNN was playing the racist war? Because when O.J. Simpson was found innocent of the crime, do you remember CNN? Listen to this carefully, folks. Do you remember when CNN gave a white response and a black response?
Oh, there's different responses.
How would you justify that being CNN? That sounds like you're trying to start an inner turmoil. It sounds like you are trying to advocate or even maybe help the problems along rather than bring about the resolve to the problems. I can't even believe that they would do something so foolish as that. Here's one for all you Second Amendment lovers. Hallelujah. The media pushed gun control by airing the Million Mile March on Washington, D.C. Donna Dees Thomases, who was the organizer of the march, was portrayed by the media as a mere suburban housewife and a mother who was shocked to action at a news report about a shooting at a daycare center. But in reality, Dees Thomases is a political veteran, a congressional staffer, and a publicist for CBS News.
Oh,
she is also a shrewd, that's the fox in the chicken coop.
How about that house mom?
She is also a shrewd and well-connected player with the media elite. And besides the Million Mom March, notice the name again, folks, to belittle the opposition.
Must have been a million moms
there. I should
there.
Say in an attempt to belittle the opposition. The Million Mom March fell far short of its name, bringing only in about 250,000.
But then No Child Left Behind, and then we got no issues, right? 250 could be a million?
Sure.
Why not?
Whatever you think it calculates up to be. Regardless, the media pushed it as a nationwide demand for gun control. Mm-hmm. I want to make one more point, folks. How much time do I got, Kerry? Do you guys remember when Britney and Madonna kissed on public television? On MTV. Did you guys also realize the media just happened to overlook the 4,176 Americans that were killed in Iraq? They just happened to overlook all the bodies coming back from Iraq that of them heroes that were fighting to magnify the Constitution of the United States and ratifying that Constitution, America, with their blood for me and you. But the media was pushing an illegal agenda called gay marriage. I'm looking at a picture of a little Christian, a little 8-year-old boy who receives his daddy's flag after being killed over in Iraq. But the media's having their heyday. The Irish Examiner, Jamaica Observer, Slate, The Scotsman, Sioux City Journal, Rocky Mountain News, USA Today, Japan Today had to put on the front page of the paper the illegal agenda that they were trying to promulgate. May 1st, 2004 in Washington, D.C., 20,000 people protested gay marriage, which is illegal and it has never been in the history of mankind. But there were 300 homosexuals holding up signs stating, "Go home, bigots," to the 20,000 protesters. The media, ABC, CBS, and the Associated Press twisted the truth and told the public that the 300 homosexuals holding up the sign stating, "Go home, bigots," were the majority and made the 20,000 protesters out to be the minority. I hope that helps your faith, America. Totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against gay marriage. You want to expound Thaddeus Stevens, Jake?
Yeah, when he talked about in the debate, the ratification
Amendment.
Of the 14th Amendment in the debates on the floor, he said that no person shall be judged but by the content of his character. It won't be an issue of the color of his skin, but the content of his character. No person's in this free union, is what he expressed. Why? Because he knew that it had nothing to do with your exterior appearance. It had to do with your moral conduct. That's
right.
The only thing the law
color
can judge.
Color had nothing to do with it.
And so, and when he brought that in, another good example of amending our Constitution to make black folks are not two-thirds of a person, as it said in the Constitution originally, it says that they're free people. And if a black person, white person, doesn't matter, if he breaks the laws of our land, our Western civilization, based on the Mosaic Institution, guess what? He no longer gets to enjoy the liberties that he had when he stepped foot on this land. Which is why building a mosque to a different god that doesn't acknowledge our God, as a matter of fact, is directly contrary to our God and would seek to usurp our God, and even in many religions seek to kill the Christian God, they don't have rights because our rights come from our source of God. So in that 14th Amendment, when we have people that are walking outside of moral confines of law, they're not going to enjoy their rights and their privileges anymore.
But that's what they want to equate that to. But what did MLK say? It's not the color of your skin, but by the content of
your character.
Oh, who better could have said that?
Yep. And when every argument that he made, it wasn't even an argument. Every statement that he made was based upon law, the principles of law. And he was pointing his finger at those that were breaking the law.
That's right.
And that's the importance of it. Not those that were seeking to uphold the law, those that were breaking the law. And when the media does stuff like this, they're exalting those that would criminalize the law.
They have to be held responsible.
Guilty. That's right.
And by the way, WorldNet Daily just brought forth a lawsuit against Esquire magazine for defamation. And you know what? It's time America starts standing up and dealing with the journalists that are not bringing forth news
or
reporting on news, but bringing forth propaganda for their puppet masters because they're too foolish. It's a terrible place, America, when your brains are in someone else's head.
Right.
I want to end with this. We will either live together as brothers and sisters or else we're going to perish together as fools. We're going to continue this point and this topic tomorrow about the big news and the lies behind the media. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We will talk at you tomorrow. We love you by what we do.